in the studio, surrounded by plexiglass and all of the electronics a man could need, Big Will Koontz.
It's so weird in here, dude. It feels so weird. I feel like this is my first time in this room. It doesn't feel right at all.
Yeah, it's going to feel weird when I go back, too. Very strange.
They got the plexiglass in, right? Like, dividing all the mics. It's got one in between. Like, the front console where the board is, there's just glass all around. But there's gaps in it. How effective can that be? And it's only, like, a foot high over your head. 6 inches, maybe, over your head.
I mean, anything is better than nothing. I mean, I guess even if it, you know, knocks off 20% of the chance of somebody, you know. Look, the bottom line is we only got about two more people to get it, and then we'll all have the antibody, so it'll be fine.
Yeah. I know it's one of those things where it's like, oh, we're just following regulations. I know the company's doing what they have to do. I know that they're doing, you know, things to help people feel more comfortable, that type of stuff.
Right.
Isn't this thing airborne, that if you cough, it's just going to go into the air and waft around and potentially go in there? I guess it's better than nothing, but it just feels like I'm wearing like half a condom. It doesn't really feel like it's going to do anything.
Yeah. The beautiful thing is you're in there by yourself, so
and
you're
fine. Antibodies, so.
Right.
You know.
And then when I come back, we're antibody party. Yeah, so you're fine. You're fine. I'm actually past my my CDC quarantine, but the company goes a little longer than that, which is completely understandable. So I should be back by the end of the week. I should be back in studio, hopefully. So we shall see. Not that I don't like broadcasting from home. It's pretty damn sweet. I ain't gonna lie to you. So
Dude, being able to just when the sounder goes off, we're done, and just being home.
Yeah.
All right, that's the best. That is the best. I can just go walk right into the shower, walk right into bed, don't have to commute back home. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Like we go to break and I walk out to the kitchen, I say hello to Leah, I grab myself a drink, I kiss her and tell her I'm going back to work, and I walk back into the studio. It's like 20 feet away. It's like, all righty, I'll be home 12:01, and then the show's over, and I walk in there and I sit in the living room with her. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So we do appreciate, you know, the flexibility, but man, we're going to have it, man. You know, the times are not changing anytime soon. We'll get to all the details with, our What the Hell news coming up in the second segment. In the meantime, you could call in 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. You could also hit us up on the old social media. We do a top tweet at the end of every show. So get your tweets in at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at @home_made_man, #beholes, #fatasses, and we will choose a top tweet. You know, I want to make sure that we thank Spencer, we thank Kelly, and whoever else may have helped us with the board. I think, who do we have? We had Ramos one night. We had...
Who's Ramos?
Hoppy, I think. Am I getting his name wrong?
There's nobody named Ramos here.
Ramos?
Remo? Joe Remo?
Remo. God. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I have a friend named Ramos at my other job. My bad. Remo. Joey Remo. My bad, dude.
Joe Remo. Look, had Kelly and we had Spencer.
Okay. There you go. So thanks to all those guys for help and girl for helping us out. And I got to tell you, it was a luxury having a third person to answer the phones and everything. So
truly,
it was really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're back to the dynamic duo, but we do appreciate it. But man, so I want to shout out to everybody out at the Whiskey in Seminole from Saturday night. What a cool place. Like, it's a strip club, right? Let's not, you know, get mixed up, but it's a pretty unique kind of strip club. Like, it's not, I mean, it didn't seem like kind of sleazy and stuff. It was really clean and cool, and the staff was really, really cool. They had a back patio area with like pool tables. Just everything was nice. I really liked it. And I really liked the owners and the managers, and it was a weird kind of a comedy show, because I was on the same stage with the pole that the girls dance on and everything. There was a girl dancing right before I got up. But man, it was cool. It was a lot of fun. And they treated us very, very well. We had one of the comics drop out, so it was just me and Pat Largo, and it was a blast. I had a good time, and it felt so good to be in a room full of people and not scared that I was going to get COVID-19.
Yeah.
I really did. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry about that. But, I mean, I know they haven't totally ruled out the possibility of catching it again, but I think, you know, if you just recovered from it, you're probably pretty solid, right?
You know, it's so weird because you can kind of tell, even, I hate to say it, but politically where people stand based on that statement alone. I was talking to my neighbor.
Right.
And it was like, oh, I heard you had it. And I go, oh, yeah, I had it for 10 days. And I told him the story about it. I go, you know, I feel kind of happy because I'll be able to enjoy the holidays. I'll have a little bit of immunity, and I'll be able to kind of enjoy the holiday.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they don't know. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Right.
But they do kind of know you have some sort of immunity for at least, you know, a few months. And
right.
He was kind of fighting me on that a little bit. And I was just like, okay, well.
Well,
fine.
He's an epidemiologist, you know?
No, he's not. He is a scientist, but I think
I think
he does something with like marine biology or something.
Okay. Well, he probably knows the chances of a fish catching it again, which is important.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So get your tweets in. Also, don't forget the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow. We post a lot of stuff up there. I actually did something I hardly ever do today. I posted a GoFundMe on there because it's a listener that is that just found out recently he needs a kidney, and that's pretty serious stuff. Like, as we know, you know, because we have somebody we work with that went through this, and it's hell, you know what I mean? And he you know, he has a 9-year-old kid, and he's just, you know, it's a GoFundMe, and he's trying to reach like a $5,000 goal, but he's not really after the money. He really is just looking for somebody that's a type O that may be able to be a match for a kidney. So already somebody hit me up on Facebook and said they're type O and that they don't need 2 kidneys. So, I mean, I don't know if we can help this guy out, but it's on the Facebook page. His name's Greg. He's a super nice guy. And I did post that on there. So just check it out. You know, Maybe you know somebody. Maybe you're somebody. Maybe, you know, I don't know. It's the holiday season. Man, can you imagine if you gave somebody a kidney for Christmas? Wouldn't that be crazy?
That would be a fantastic gift. I did see that comment on the page, and I was like,
yeah,
that's awesome if that guy's serious. If he's not serious, though,
I know.
It's pretty bad. I hope he's at least considering it.
You know what? I don't know, but maybe somebody else will be. I noticed, so like Leo was looking at it, and she goes, that guy's smoking a cigarette in his profile pic. And I go, you know what? If I needed a kidney, I'll take a smoky-ass kidney. I don't think Greg cares. You know what I mean?
If it's a lung, maybe I could see maybe that'd be an issue.
Right?
But yeah, beggars can't be choosers at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't want your smoky-ass kidney, old Marlboro 100 kidney up in my body. Man, you shake that thing off, rinse it off with a water hose, it'd be fine, you know?
Yeah.
Let's grab a couple of phone calls. Let's go to line one. Johnny B. Show, who it is?
Good evening. This is Lori.
Oh, hello, Lori.
Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you this fine evening?
We are great. Are you driving in a car, Laura? Hot stuff. Yeah.
Hot stuff.
Close.
In a champagne glass, and it's actually cold in a Dixie cup.
Are you outside?
Yes, I'm outside.
Nice.
I'm at
chilling.
A mutual acquaintance of ours.
Oh.
Oh.
She a friend of ours. She a friend of ours.
Oh, that's great. So, how's everything going with you and Fritz?
It's going really well.
Awesome.
I went camping for the weekend, and then on the way home, stopped you for a few days.
Nice.
Oh, you didn't want to take Fritzy on the out in the woods, like blindly walking through the woods and stuff or nothing?
Yeah. No, it was a music fest.
Okay.
And
yeah, I gotcha.
Wait, he was invited, but we decided it was probably not such a great idea.
Okay.
The one thing a blind guy can enjoy is some music.
Yeah,
you
right.
didn't take him?
Exactly.
It wasn't an art museum, for God's sakes. That's fine.
No,
so,
it just crowded, and there's lots of people and routes to trip
gotcha.
Over. And
hey, I don't want to get too personal, Lori, but
yeah, you do, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's is Fritzy as well endowed as he you know advertised?
Oh yeah,
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up.
That's right, bros. Oh, very, very nice. Well, I'm glad you guys are getting along. It makes me very, very happy. Will, do you have any questions for lovely Lori?
I mean, the immediate question that I had, you kind of alluded to, was, is he laying the wood correct?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are you getting yours? He's not selfish lover, is he?
We're a little slow out of the gate, but everything is rolling like it ought to.
Nice.
Nice.
Boy,
Fritzy. Yeah, make up for lost time, my
Jump
boy.
To the plate and hit a home run.
So, Lori, do you see this? Are you steady, I believe you call it? Like, are you a fish, Facebook official? Or are you an item officially?
I guess you would have to say, yeah. I don't know how he feels about being an item.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether he likes that.
I'll say this. The last time we talked to him, Lori, he seemed to be pretty smitten. So I think you're safe in that regard. I think if you put his feet to the fire and said, hey, are we a thing? I think he'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
of course, Lori.
Just like that, too.
I mean, come on, dude. Oh, love you. Yeah, like that.
You got it pegged.
Yeah, I know. I know all about him. Well, Lori, we're very, very happy for you, and I hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving coming up. I hope, he stuffs the turkey and you. Oh, come on now.
Would you like to say good evening to him?
Oh, sure.
Because he's sitting here anyway.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Here he is. Hold on.
All right.
What's up, dude?
There he is.
Hey, bro.
I got a smile on my face, Ted.
I bet you do, man. So we just asked her, Fritzy, we just asked her if you guys were exclusive now, if you were an item, if you were official. Can you confirm that or deny that?
Well, let me put it this way. I see nobody else, so I guess I can confirm that.
Okay.
Hell,
it's not
yeah,
really the,
baby.
You know, it doesn't sound like love is in the air.
Out.
Yeah.
It's a cop out.
I mean, look, Lori is a sweetheart, man, and I love hanging out with her, and we seem to click.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like two Lego blocks. Blip, blip, if you know what I'm saying.
I was just hoping you were going to be like, absolutely, I'm head over heels for this chick. I can't wait to, you know, see where our love blossoms into, you know?
Hey, look, I don't want to be that sapply, you cackling hens, but no, but maybe so.
Okay, good. No. I think that's fine for now. I mean, it's only been a month or so. That's fine. We're good.
Well,
glad we
got
your ding-dong wet.
Look, you can't just dive right in and totally commit your whole everything to somebody.
I wouldn't dive right in with that big old hog of yours. You'll hurt somebody.
Well, that's besides the point. But, we just thought we'd call and, lollygag with you guys for a bit.
Hey, Fritz. You got plenty of time to go pick out a ring before Christmas, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, stop that.
What?
You guys aren't getting any younger.
I don't think that's in the cards yet.
Come on. Look, even if you stay with her forever, it's only a few years. Come on.
Oh, you're right about that, dude, honestly.
That's funny.
All right. Well, hey, I love you guys as always.
All right, buddy.
I love this. All right. Take care, dude.
I love birds.
Hang up and go bang Lori. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.